Elder King stands motionless. Pointer. The ten directions cut off, 1,000 eyes abruptly open. When one phrase cuts off all streams, myriad impulses cease. Are there after all any who will die to get together and be born together? The public case is completely manifest. But if you cannot get it together, please look at the ancient trailing vines. the ten directions cut off. At this case, in this case, it teaches us the specific way of Lingchi teachings. Some of you attended the workshop in this summer by Eido Shimano Roshi. We studied a little bit some of the record of Lingchi Zen Master. as you know pretty well, Lingchi Zen Master was the founder of Rinzai Lingchi School. So this is very typical Rinzai way of teaching. The ten pointer, the ten directions cut off, 1,000 eyes abruptly open. 10 directions means, in this case, in Buddhism, 10 directions means east, west, south, north, 4. And northeast, west, northwest, and southeast, southwest. And also up and down. Those are 10. 10 directions. Means whole world. Anywhere, whole world. So, the 10 direction is the abbreviation of the whole world. So, the 10 direction cut off, 1,000 eyes abruptly open. 10 directions cut off means in the previous case, commentary to the previous case, anyway, it means what I want to tell you is the ten directions cut out means if you hear one word, anyway, your mind is constantly going on. thinking again and again, creating one thing, and then you add something extra to this one you have created. So again and again, you constantly creating. Okay. So finally, in the beginning, you create one, but in the end, it's not one. It's already huge. It snowballs, extending to every inch of the world. That is 10 directions, you know, whole. Not only thinking, if you sit down, if you do Zazen, you can really know pretty well. If you sit down means to become what you are. It's a very simple state of existence. Right now, right here. Only moment. In a moment, you become nothing special to do. Okay? What you have to do is you become center, you become what you are. That's all. Right now, right here. That is very simple. One word. Just one word. Just you. But when you sit down, when you become only you, as you really are, where are you heading for? Are you comfortable? It is really comfortable way. Best way, but your mind is really going away. Heaven, hell, Europe, Japan, everywhere. So, that is really human beings. So that's why, in order to cut off these 10 directions, network of your thinking, extending into every inch of the 10 directions, how can you cut off? Nothing. Nothing to do. If you receive one word, you create more. You create more network of your thinking. And then the next, I tell you, don't think. This is another one word. And then you create another network of thinking, so-called not thinking. So constantly, what do you mean, not thinking? So nothing to say. So all you have to do is just become you as you really are. Right now, right here, in the sitting, in the position, with the position of, in the posture of full lotus position, full lotus, or half lotus. Anyway, sit down right now. That is best way to cut off. That's why Zazen is not sort of just a sitting in order to think something, in order to get that good ideas. Anyway, sitting in Sikantara is really hard work. Really hard work. Just like Olympic people, the people who are always showing the many things in the Olympic game. They are really practicing hard. So it's not so easy. But strictly speaking, it's very simple practice. But in this simple practice, your full attention, wholehearted attention, and also full tensions come through in this Zazen. At that time, your Zazen really works. But most people don't believe this. Just sitting is just sitting. That's why, well, if a teacher gives you a koan, you feel good because you can get something else to think. But that is nothing but the give and take in the same way you as you live. Give and take. Think this one.
And then, if you find a solution of this question, you can get another step, you know. I don't think you can't get the perfect spiritual security in this system of give and take world. Because you always creating something extra, extending into every inch of the 10 directions. How can you cut off? That's why, please, keep silent and sit down here, be what you are, that's all. But if you become silent, in the realm of silent, your mind is going away. So, if you sit down, you can really know characteristic of your mind, characteristic of the lifestyle, human lifestyle, everyone follows, okay? Not a particular person. Okay? So, anyway, the Zazen, Shikantaba is really best way to cut off this 10 directions. Okay? But you don't believe, but because consciousness get used of getting something after doing, after practice, you want to get some reward, which is conspicuous, which is visible through your sex consciousness. That's why if you don't have anything after practice, you are not interested in. But reason that there's nothing you can get, there is a wonderful way to cut off this 10 direction network of your thinking, your thoughts, anyway, toward extending into 10 directions.
What if you practice Zazen with your wholeheartedness, you will realize this.
So, 10 directions cut off, 1,000 eyes abruptly open. You really know your 1,000 eyes. You know, each consciousness, anyone looking at every inch of the world. So, now one eyes. 1,000 eyes. Not only is it something visible, invisible, imaginary world, you can see, you can have a lot of eyes. That's why it makes you become busy, constant. You keep busy, constantly. So if you sit down, even though you don't get any reward through the sitting, anyway, that is the best way to cut off the 10 directions and network of your thinking. And then finally, you can know your 1,000 eyes. You can notice, you can realize the openness of your 1,000 eyes immediately. When one phrase cut off, all streams and mediate impulses cease. And this is also when one phrase cuts off all streams, cuts off all streams, mediate impulse ceases. One phrase cuts off all streams. Anyway, one phrase, one word, a simple word, creating mediate stream of rivers. For instance, love. If you think love or failure or success, whatever. Or emptiness, in the Buddhism, emptiness. But anyway, human love. If you have a one word, love, immediately you create the immediate stream of rivers, so-called love. What is love? Constantly, okay? And then your thinking is okay, but the thinking becomes complicated because it's connected that your thinking really involved in your memories, your heredity, and also the attempt to satisfy your own desire. That it makes you more complicated. Okay? Do you understand? Love. You can explain the love. You can create a many stream of river, so-called love, through the one word. What is love? Love is love, usual love. Love is a little bit deeper meaning of love, with respect, spiritual respect, and also love is, true love is, whatever you may be, or even though you don't have your object, anyway, love is constantly open, and love is shared with everyone. But you can create like this. But a complicated point is, real love, whatever you think, okay, whatever you think about love is involved in satisfaction of your desires in many ways. In other words, you consciously or unconsciously, your love should be justified, okay? Your love tries to justify itself to be. Do you understand? In other words, you want to satisfy yourself. You love yourself first. You want to satisfy your desires. So in other words, love is seen from your desires, okay, in order to satisfy your desires in many ways. Spiritually or psychologically, physically or customarily or philosophically, psychologically, that's why thinking is complicated. You can create lots of stream of river, but still there is a tanglement. You don't understand it. So that is because that is a point which we are always looking at the one thing from the satisfaction, from the attempt to satisfy human desire constantly, unconsciously or consciously. Okay? That's why constantly we explain. Okay? That is one phrase, cut off all streams. And then, at that time, how can you cut off those streams, which are very complicated, related with your satisfaction of your desires? It's very complicated. So you can't get the only love. So simultaneously, you have to get the love with hatred, aversion, like this. So if you see aversion, very strong aversion behind love, hidden behind love, at that time you are really stuck, speechless. Nothing to say. You just, wow, this is love? You're really surprised. At that time, how can you say about love? Can't you continually creating a many stream of love, many stream of reciprocal love? No, because you don't understand what the love is. Finally, you don't. So in order to know real love, anyway, you have to anyway cut off all stream. Anyway, this is the best way to know what real love is. It's hard, but we should do it in many ways. Even though you cannot do it in your everyday life, or even though you think it's far our life, even though you think so, anyway, we have to aim at this point. We have to move toward that. So that's why when one phrase cuts off all stream, mediate impulse ceases, and then, anyways, when you are when you are really stuck speechless with amazement, when you see real love, nothing to say. So nothing to say is it's pretty good for you, because this is a state what you are at the end of your your tether. Tether. You can't move in anywhere. But nothing in the realm of nothing, you can't, in the realm of speechlessness, it seems to make you boredom, but it's not boredom. It's really something you can see. It makes you see something clear. What real love. That's why, right in the middle of nothing, speechlessness, there are some many things rich food and richness, many richness there. What real love is, what hatred is, what aversion is, what your consciousness is, what the lifestyle is, you follow. So finally, those impulses, constantly, if you see love, immediately many impulses come up, creating a stream of river, and simultaneously impulses come through. And then how can you cut off? Even though you give a new technique to cut off, for a certain period of time you can cut off, but it is not perfect. Because if you can, one thing through what you can cut off, immediately you create new things. By one thing, one technique, what you have got. Because consciousness is going on and on, creating all streams. That's why psychology, look at psychology. Psychologists are working hard because many people come to see the psychologist, the psychotherapist, to find the solutions of human problems. But every day, every moment, every people express his own aversions, feelings, loves, hatred in a different way and in different circumstances. So, psychologist needs a lot of technique. New technique every day, you know. Otherwise, psychologist cannot survive. So, psychologists really appreciate the human problem we create constantly, every day, because they can survive. Do you understand what I mean? So, finally, the most important point is just be silent, quiet, anyway. Become what you are right now, right here. This is the best way to cease mediate impulses coming from, anyway, mediate streams of feelings, emotions, the human mind. Anyway. Are there, after all, any who will die together and be born together? If so, will love die together with common sense of love? In other words, through the common sense of, through the understanding of a common sense of love, and then you can understand the true real love. That means someday, somewhere, you know, the common sense of love completely turn or overturn, okay? At the 360 degrees. That time, you can be completely speechless. Nothing to be surprised. If so, do you think are there anything who dies, which die, will die together, or be born together? Means, but don't throw away a common sense of love. Because common sense of love, anyway, be born with, anyway, real love. Or common sense of love dies simultaneously with real true love. Maybe so, maybe not. I don't know. That's why here is a question, are there, after all, any who will die together and be born together? What truth? Or human phenomena? Truth you are seeking for. Truth is truth will die with you simultaneously, or truth will be born with you. Or truth is present with you constantly or not, or separate. That is really questionable. You cannot say yes, you cannot say no. Because if I say yes, you create a lot of network of your thinking extending into the three directions. And also you creating lots of streams of your thinking. And finally you cannot know what is the truth, what is the phenomena, how truth and phenomena communicate. We don't know. Finally you are confused. So I cannot say yes, I cannot say no. Because they are completely one. Perfectly one, absolutely one. That means, anyway, truth and phenomenal world, anyway, working together. Anyway, it's not a concept. You can stop it. It's working together. If you pick up one side, immediately the other side appears. Okay? If you push a button, the other button come up. Anyway. It's really working together. This is called oneness of truth and phenomena. Anyway, love and real love and aversion and hatred, etc. Emptiness is called emptiness, philosophically speaking. That's why I sometimes say emptiness is full aliveness. Full aliveness. So in the realm of full aliveness, nothing to pin down, yes or no. You cannot say something exists, yes or no. You cannot say so. That is full aliveness. Philosophically speaking, it is called emptiness. So emptiness is not pessimistic. Emptiness really guides you to pay attention directly what the full aliveness your life is constantly going. So the public case is completely manifest. Public case means universal. Manifestation of universe is manifestation of universe means anyway there is no discriminations. I and you, I and the then. Anyway, no discriminations. That is a public case, which no one can move away, no one can wipe away. It's something as it really is, as a truth. That is a public case, so-called koan, we say koan. So, a public case is completely manifested, whether you like or not, anyway, public case is constantly there. Public case means full aliveness of phenomena and truth, anyway, together, okay, is public case. Regardless of whether you are conscious of it, or whether you understand or you don't understand, it's there. It's constantly manifested. If you ignore it, you never get spiritual securities. And then within that realms, if you ignore it, you are constantly go astray, so-called samsaric world. Finally, your energy burn out. So, the public case is completely manifest, but if you cannot get it together, please look at the ancient trailing vines. If you cannot get it together, anyway, why don't you look at me? So, why don't you, anyway, look at? Why don't you look at real reality where there is nothing to pin down anyway? That is your reality, real reality. Okay? Real reality of love, nothing to pin down. Real reality of aversion, real reality of anger, nothing to say. If you don't understand this, why don't you look at this reality, okay? Real reality of your life, of your feeling, of your practice, of your religion, of your philosophy, of your professional job, etc., whatever. That's why, please, look at, not look at something objectively, look at, anyway, soak your body, your mind in the ocean of, anyway, real reality. Don't look at the real reality at a distance. Sometimes at a distance, it's fine. But the important point is, real reality is something you have to soak your body and mind there, directly. So, that is the case, next case. Elder Ting asked Rinchi, what is the great meaning of the Buddhist teaching? This is always big questions, not only this, Elder Ting's. Elder Ting was one of the Rinchi's disciples, who seems to be a great Zen teacher, who lived in the almost 9th century. So what is the great meaning of the Buddhist teaching? If you study, you know, the more you study Buddhism, the more you study the hard Buddhism, but the more you your heart to answer to the question what the Buddhism is, what the Buddhist teaching is. That's a great tendency, great signs, okay? Don't be confused. At that time, it's pretty good sign. But in the beginning, you really know everything. The more you, each time, every time when you read a book, you really feel good, you know, because you understand it. But it's not good. That is just the first step. The second step, third step, if you go deep more and more, you don't know what is the poison. Just take your life. Can you see your life? Can you tell me one word about your life? You can say so. Sometimes scream, sometimes laugh, sometimes silence. But it doesn't hit the mouth. What do you mean laugh? Laughter. What do you mean scream? From where it comes? You don't know, you don't understand. So, that's why this question is a fair question, anyway. So, probably this Elder Ten really had to practice hard for many, many years, and finally he came to this question. He was, what is the great meaning of the Buddha's teaching? What is the Buddha? What is the truth? With really his confidence. If you don't study or practice hard, you can't get this question. Okay. Linchi came down off his meditation seat and grabbed and held the tin, gave him a slap, and then pushed him away. Tin stood there motionless. A monk standing by said, Elder Tin, why do you not bow? Just as Tin bowed, he suddenly was greatly enlightened. Then Li Qi came down from his meditation seat immediately and grabbed him and hold and gave him a slap. No word. And then pushed him away. There are two important points. One is he grabbed and hold him for a while. And then next he slapped him and then pushed him away. So 2 points, let go, take hold. Let go means you are Buddha. Anyway, accept this one. You are Buddha. You are great Buddhist teaching. You yourself great Buddhist teaching, okay? That's why this is you are Buddha. This is completely beyond your speculation, your understanding or not. This is something given to you. Okay? And you should allow yourself to accept. Under all circumstances, this is called let go. If you cannot let go of your ego defense, you cannot accept this one. Don't you think so? That's why let go. Let go is not something you can see, you can take through your six senses and take away. I don't think so. Throw it away. It is not let go. Let go is you yourself must be present right in the middle of universal perspective anyway. Be present there. And you should allow yourself to accept under all circumstances. At that time, you have to practice egolessness. So that is a let go. Okay? Do you understand? Always let go. That's why Dogen then says, let go of it and feel it in your hand simultaneously. Feel it in your hand means full of your personality, full of your personality. Whole personality means not your own personality. Full personality means your personality with whole universe, function of your whole universe. This is called whole personality. So feel it in your hands means you can see your whole personality, which is really fully alive with your universe anyway. So that's why let go of it and feel it in your hands simultaneously. Okay? So that is a let go, that is a grasp. He grabbed. Anyway, he grabbed. But in a word, you are Buddha. If I say you are Buddha, you immediately creating lots of streams, a network of your thoughts. What is Buddha? What do you mean by Buddha? Well, I'm not Buddha. No, I can't believe it. So constantly there. So that is not something we should discuss. That is something you have to grab anyway. So that's why Rinchi immediately grabbed, okay? Because your body and mind is nothing but the Buddha anyway. If you don't understand, I will grab you. That's why Rinchi immediately grab it. And then nevertheless, still there is some space. Monks, elder tens, mind is still wavering, waving. Okay? That's why next he slapped. Means you are really, what to say?
Good for nothing.
Speechless. Linchi really cut off that all streams anyway. And many impulses completely stops because nothing to get. You have to think because he sucked. So you're surprised. Have you ever experienced this? Sometimes little boys, you know, I saw them in San Francisco, and a little boy in the shopping, and little boy all screamed and crying and shouting and saying, I want to get that one, I want to get that candy. It's but mommy didn't accept. So mommy just go moving always, and but little boy's always chasing after her, screaming, grabbed something and they put it into the car, you know. And then mother pick it up and throw it away anyway. Scream. Then finally, anyway, mother slap away. That's all. That's it. Have you ever experienced it? I experienced. If you are ready, I don't think it's necessary to get the physical slap, okay? Even one word, if you are ready, one word becomes a big blow, piercing your heart. That's great. So I don't mean it's always you should slap somebody physically. It's really cause of trouble. So that's why next he grabbed and gave him a big slap, and then push him away means hold still. Hold still means two ways. Philosophically, anyway, you have to think always two ways. Let go and hold still. Let go means totally you should accept your whole body and mind in the universal perspective. For this, you have to throw away your ego sense anyway. That let go constantly. In order to let go your ego sense, you must accept. You must allow yourself totally, absolutely to accept you are Buddha. You are Buddha means real reality. What is real reality? Your presence. You are present. Okay?
That is really Buddha. You should accept this one. For this, you cannot put any sense, even slightly, a sense of egoistic egoism into it. Egoism is kind of anesthetic.
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 Maybe. That's it. You mean what you
say? Egoism, egotism is kind of anesthetic.
Yeah.
Which, which what would you say? What deadened a pain of being a fool. It's pretty hard to be a fool, don't you? But right in the middle of real reality, you must be a fool anyway. Fool means stupid. And so it's pretty hard to accept the pain of becoming a fool. So that's why you have to always bring up your egoistic sense to justify yourself. Okay? Whatever it is, whatever reason you have, you constantly justify yourself. That is egotism. So that's why that is a let go. The second is hold still. And then hold still means if you really see Buddha, or if you see real reality, you are present from moment to moment where you can't pin down at all. At that time, you really grab it. That's the point I wanted, okay? And then you want to stay with it. At that time, then in Zen Buddhism, what would you say? Push it away. Cut it off, okay? So hold still means if you grab, if you take it with you, with your ego sense, push it away, okay? Be free from this. That is pretty hard practice. That's why let go, simultaneously, through the let go, practice of letting go, and then you can see the universal perspective. You can see the human life in a universal perspective, and then next, you want to hold still. Means, I got it. At that time, it's become delusion. It is nothing but the hallucination or imaginary world. So, you have to be free from it because you have to be constantly right in the middle of real reality, which make your life full, alive, fully alive anyway. For this, anyway, pushing my way. That's why Rinzai grab it. You should know your body and mind, you are Buddha anyway. You should accept it, this one. Then next moment, push them away because the elder thinks, understand, yes, this I am Buddha because you grabbed it. Rinzai grabbed it already. Okay? So nothing to escape. So the elder tends anyway accept with no excuse. The next moment he slapped him and also push him away means don't hang on. That is, and then he left. That's very clear, very quick. So, okay, so 2 points.
Rinchi came down off his meditation seat, grabbed and held, gave him a slap, and then pushed him away. A king stood the motionless. I understand this. Because you have still been stuck in the, well, your customs, your lifestyles constantly. Okay? Lifestyle of fabricating network of your thinking constantly. So, motionless means that you completely stumble over and fail them by of stumble over that lifestyle of fabricating constantly, in other words, stereotype of your human life, creating constantly. And then the Rinchi anyway carved this one, so it's very quickly, gruffly, and push him away. That's why he completely stumbled over this stereotype of living and fell down. That means speechless. Nothing speechless. But fell down means, for he fell down on the ground means the moment when he fell down on the ground, he found something. But he couldn't say anything about it. Do you understand? If you become a, anyway, if you come to the dead end and hit your forehead against a big pole and get a big bump on your head, and then at that time you realize something. Aha! This is a path I should go. In the front, a big pole there. So pole, big pole, and you, and big bump, and motions, all things immediately come up. So finally you can see the total picture of your life in a broad sense. You understand? But until you bump your head, anyway, you follow the stereotype of your life, you know, creating a constantly big network of your thinking, and then walking. This is a right way, right way to go. So constantly go, and then bump away. Then I say, oh, there is something wrong. You fell down, stumble, and fall down. That fall down is something which makes you open your eyes. Make your eyes open anyway. So, ten stand there motionless. This is ten's situation of standing speechless. Okay. A monk standing by, and then the other monk standing by him said to that the elder ten, "Elder ten, why don't you bow?" Means this another monk already see the big world, you know, over there, big poles. He will bump his head to sooner or later, he knows, and also cars there and people's there watching you and the skies and the stereotype of human life, he knows everything. Finally, this elder tanks bump, and then this monk looking at him, not eyes. I know that. You did it. So, you fall down. Did you see something? But he didn't see something. Maybe so. He knows that he found something, probably. But he didn't know how to say. That's why don't you bow it? Bow means you are, anyway, accept that your life in universal perspective. Directly, anyway, not through the words, why don't you accept it? Then that is a bow. Why don't you bow it? So, he immediately, because he's standing up, and he was really stuck speechless with surprise. And then somebody said, why don't you do it, this one? And then, oh, yes, sir. Do you understand this rhythm? So immediately he did it. Now right after bow, and then he found something, greatness of existence. So that's why Elder Ting, why do you not bow? Just as Ting bowed. So he just bowed. He suddenly was greatly enlightened. I think you should read the commentary for this, on this case. A very interesting commentary here. To example related with Elder Ting. Elder Ting was almost exactly same as the Linti type of teaching. Anyway, he followed his footprint of Linti teaching. So here is another case, another stories here, very interesting stories here. Let me read one. Page 2 or 3 in the middle. One day, on the road, he met Yan Tong, Su Feng, and Qin Shan, though three were contemporaries, and also Ting, Elder Ting was also contemporary with those three then teachers. So always those three, Yan To, Su Feng, and Qin Shan was said to take a travel together always and practice together. So the Elder Ting met them on the road. And To asked, "Where do you come from?" Ting said, "Rinchi." To said, "Is the teacher in good health?" Ting said, "He has already passed on." To said, "We three were going especially to pay him our respects. Our good fortune is shallow and thin, that we find he was returned to silence. I'm very sorry we couldn't have a chance to see him, because their fortune was very thin anyway." When the teacher was living, what did he have to say? Elder, please cite one or two examples for us. Ting then cite one day when Linji instructed the assembly by saying, "In the lump of red flesh, there is a true man with no station." The other translation says, "with no rank. He is always going in and out through the gates of your senses. Those who have not witnessed proof of this, look. At the time, there was a monk who came forth and asked, 'What is the true man with no station?' Rinchi immediately grabbed him and said, 'Speak. The monk hesitated, whereupon Rinchi pushed him away and said, 'The true man of no station. What a piece of crap he is. Do you understand? What a piece of crack.
Yes.
Originally it means it's very, it's not a polite expression. That literally it means a dry spatula for wiping off your excrement. in ancient time, you know, they didn't have nice papers and tissue papers. It's, so always they used bamboo stick and wiping your part of and then finally the excrement was dried on stick. So that is a dry spatula for wiping off one's excrement. The Buddha was asked by a monk, what is a Buddha? He said, that is a dry spatula for wiping off your excrement. It's really crazy. So that's here. Dr. Crowley translated the what a piece of crap.
Yes.
That means a dirty. It's really dirty. How dirty you are. Then Lin Chi returned to the abbot's room. Hearing this, Lin Chi really unconsciously stuck out his tongue in awe. Wow, like this, you know. Wow, Lin Chi, wow, what a man he was. And then Qin Shan said, why did he not say not a true man of North Station? Do you understand? Why didn't you say? You kept the silence at that time. Why didn't answer to that question? So here in other words, Lin Zai says, true man of no rank. That means another idea, true man of no rank. If so, it may be another appear, you can see that, you may see the appeal of expression. A true man of no rank. Not true man of no rank. That is a kind of appeal of the word. Statement. Do you understand? Good, make a good and bad. Right and wrong. Love and aversion. Yeah? Aversion. Love and hatred itself. So that's why Qin Shan said, why didn't you say, not the true man of no station? Then Qin immediately grabbed him and said, how far apart are true man of no station and not the true man of no station? Speak quick. Means whatever he says, that is nothing but the play with a word. So that's why Qin Shan immediately grabbed it. How stupid you are. What a piece of crap you are. So he grabs and speak quick. Push him away. And then the other Qin Shan didn't speak. His face turned yellow and green. Interesting. Yellow and green. And Yan Tou and Su Feng, the two monks, anyway, watched that scene and they were very scared. So immediately they approached and bowed and said, this novice doesn't know good from bad. He has offended you, elder. We hope you will be merciful and forgive his error. Qin said, if not for you two old fellows, I would have choked this. choked this bed-witted sprite to death. Really strong words. So I will forgive him his error because the both of you is here. If you both of you are not here, I will choke him. Not him, choke this bit-witted sprite to death. That's 10 chance. And not 10. Even though you don't understand, each time please read this the case before you come here. That's helpful for you, including commentary. Sometimes pretty difficult to understand, but anyway, read and think of it. And the next verse, I think, if you read the commentary, I hope you will understand it. Okay?